This is KUT. Public school districts in Texas are required to follow a lot of state rules, but a new state law allows those districts to receive exemptions from various regulations. It's called the District of Innovation Plan. KUT's Kate McGee explains how it works.
The innovation districts would be able to exempt themselves from laws like class size ratios, the school year start date, student discipline rules, teacher contracts, and teacher certifications. The new program gives school boards the power to make these decisions without state approval, as long as the district is academically successful. At an Austin school board meeting this week, Superintendent Paul Cruz explains why he's interested in the idea.
We don't have the same autonomies that perhaps other institutions do. I want to be among those school districts that says, yes, I want in on this. I at least want us to study it.
AISD's study will include appointing a committee of district employees, parents, and community members to develop a possible innovation district proposal. School boards can choose specific exemptions or say they want to be exempted from all possible regulations under state law. They must hold multiple public meetings when they develop an innovation plan, but the school board has final say. Joy Baskin is with the Texas Association of School Boards, which supports the law.
It's not all about just opting out of parts of the education code. It's really about creating a vision for the school district to move forward.
School districts can't be exempt from any federal laws, and they can't be exempt from major education statutes like curriculum and graduation requirements, state tests, offering bilingual and special education, or open meeting laws. AISD Superintendent Paul Cruz says he constantly fields questions about why schools have to follow certain procedures, even if they don't work.
Over time, I have heard many things that people are saying, you know, why do we do that? Why does it have to be? I just think we have this opportunity to say, yeah, you're right, and we shouldn't have to do it just because.
This summer, Manor ISD approved a District of Innovation Plan. Round Rock ISD and Eanes ISD are also considering plans. Ken Zarafis is the president of the local teachers union Education Austin. He hopes the District of Innovation law allows AISD to implement community school models, the idea that the neighborhood school can be a community base that offers other services to students and families on the campus.
This is an opportunity to say, look, we can innovate but become more community oriented. How can we do that? And the District's innovation can allow for that because it insists that you engage with their community.
But Zarafis says his excitement also has to do with the fact that he works with Austin Public Schools.
If I'm living in a different city, I don't look at this as the same opportunity.
On Monday, we'll tell you why Zarafis and others see a downside to innovation districts. Kate McGee, KUT News.